A Manhunt for Suspects of France's Deadliest Terrorist Attack in More Than 50 Years ended today. Earlier this week, gunmen forced their way into the offices of Charlie Hebdo in Paris, killing 12 people. This morning, we learned that the two main suspects in that attack, four hostages, and a third suspect are dead. At the University of Washington in Seattle, students gathered this morning at Red Square to show solidarity with the victims of the attack. Zachary Guillen grew up in Paris and said it was hard to watch what was happening in his hometown.
All my friends, because many of my friends study abroad, don't study in France, we were all impacted the same way and shocked the same way to see what happened to our country. And even though we were away, it's still as if it's like we were personally attacked. You know?
Zachary Guillen, Rabbi Eli Estrin is a chaplain at the University of Washington.
There are unfortunately forces at work that are against the freedom of expression, that are against the freedom of specific religions or a specific ability to express themselves. But the fact of the matter is that we all have the right to be able to live as we are and who we are, and to be able to stand proudly as such. And we also have the responsibility to stand up for morality and to realize that we can all share ideas on the market of expression, but resorting to murder is by no means religious, nor is it holy, nor is it godly. You know, this is really pure evil.
Rabbi Eli Estrin. Mambo Emedi is from Africa, but grew up in France before coming to Seattle. He said his experience has taught him how to accommodate himself in different countries.
I go in a place, I generally have an idea of how that place live and how they live, and I try to be in tune with the place. So here, you go to France or you go to America, you know that freedom of expression is the core value of that country. And then you try to attack that, you attacking that country. And that is not a way of being a world citizen. That's not a way of living in this world.
Mambo Emedi, one of the people speaking today at a rally at the University of Washington's Red Square in support of the people of France in light of the events taking place in Paris. We'll continue to update you on those events throughout the day. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.